check your mic.
Check, one, two.
Check, check,
one, two. That's our new way of checking in. Not hello, everyone. Just check, check,
check. Check. That's the check show.
Hello, Michael Corona.
Hello, Anderson T. Cowan.
Not T. C. Hey, Ty Ty. Oh, look, Ty Ty's not here.
God, this tea smells good. Smell that.
Okay, we have good.
Just smell it.
Not a smell podcast.
But doesn't it smell good?
Very fragrant. Smells like fruits. You seen that movie, Psalm?
How do you say it? P-S-A-L-M.
S-O-M-M.
Yes, I did.
It's pretty good, right?
It's pretty good, except for the pretentiousness of it is off the charts. Like, I got a little bit of coconut here, a little bit of old redwood.
Oh, yeah, I hate
old
them redwood. All. I hate most all of them.
Old redwood came over on a boat from Spain, 1432. Redwood, yeah, came over on a boat. On the boat was also 40 cats. Yeah, a little cat. You know, I mean, you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then the dude, who I thought was a shoe-in, didn't make it.
Mm-hmm. And people might want to watch
the black
this
guy.
Not know.
Black guy.
Hey, stop it.
By far
stop
my favorite.
It. There's
by
anything
far my favorite.
Fun to watch and wonder about while you're watching Psalm is the, okay. The end. Who wins and who loses. It's I talk about it at length on the film vault, but it's about these guys who are pretty much going to med school for wine tasting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all privileged white fucks, except for one privileged black fuck.
The winner was a Mexican.
Would you stop it? There was no Mexican.
That dude was a Mexican.
Hold on. I got to send Logan a text right now, or else I won't be able to focus on the show. You should post
some
the show. Talk about something else.
I don't like the fact.
The show tonight. Okay. Look at me making executive decisions.
I'd like to know how much those dudes make in their career after that.
Like six figures at least a year. I think that I have a cousin who does
that. What do they do?
Let's not talk about that. The only reason why I came into my head
okay,
is because
you're you and I.
We should make our own school for tea smelling.
You and I go to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive. Very high-end restaurant.
All right. I don't like it.
And we order. We're both going to have rack of lamb.
Rack of lamb. I don't eat lamb.
Then do we go bring the sommelier over here so we can pick a pair of wine?
Yeah.
And does he spend 15 minutes at our table?
No, he spends 30 seconds because he knows exactly because he went to school for it.
And then we agree or disagree?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. No, he tells us. And then
and
chances
we tip
are.
Him? Do we tip him?
No, he's hired. You know where they make their money is wine companies hire them and tell them to lie for them, probably.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to listen to you. Everyone's going to trust you because you're a wine expert.
Yeah.
Most people have no fucking clue because they don't have a palate. And they're just going to think that the wine that they're tasting, that they're buying for like $400 a bottle is worth it because you, the expert, are saying so.
I would believe it.
Mm-hmm.
If I saw that documentary and that dude told me this is the best wine ever, $39 a bottle, I'd be like, give me a case. But you don't drink. Just give it to me.
$39.
That bargain is meant to be had by me now, pronto, ASAP.
Welcome to the early Thanksgiving after disaster episode.
Not giving thanks for traffic.
That is Mike Carano. That is not Tyler, because Tyler, that might be him.
Where is
he? Hey, Tyler, is that you? Tyler?
Thank God you're here.
Hello?
Hey, Ty? It is him.
It is him, but we can't hear him. Tyler, if you can hear us.
I'm going to pause.
Anderson's going in. He's pausing the show, so whatever I say right now will not matter. So Anderson's cell phone number is 310-4781. All right, he's pushing some buttons, digital things, lights are flashing, things are happening in there. Smoke's rising out of one of the machines. A spark.
Hey!
Okay, let's see what's happening now.
It was set up before, but there's something
Hello.
Here, crinkle.
Hello!
Hello there.
Hey, Ty.
Wait, am I on?
Yeah.
You're on.
Is this Tyler?
Anderson.
It's not Tyler.
Oh, that's weird. Act like you're Tyler.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. Are you Tyler? You know what? When I don't show up, you guys don't do this for me. So fuck you. All right.
What do you mean?
You've done full episodes without me where my name wasn't even mentioned. It's very hurtful.
I feel bad now. I don't remember. It wasn't intentional.
Couple things. We should right off the bat, we should talk about the latest After Disaster business endeavor that we have.
Oh, yeah.
That we have to offer the fine listeners.
Yeah, we will come over to your house.
Mm-hmm. Massage your toes in front of your wife.
Yep.
That's what you're into. That'd be a weird thing to be
$4,000.
No, but it's almost as bad. No, we're selling, and toe-related, I should say. They're stockings. They're handcrafted. Well, their stockings aren't handcrafted, but the names will be handcrafted in puffy paint. And not only that, the stickers are being created as we speak. They're not like stickers that I'm printing at home or painting with my own hands. No, this is official tissue, as Tracy Morgan would say. Official tissue. And they're being created, and they're actual stickers. Each stocking will come with two Pab Boys After Disaster stickers in the stocking. Stocking stuffers, you see?
How much are those?
Now, here's the part. All right. All right, I have no help with this, guys, and I'm a terrible business person. Now, I was going to make them something reasonable, like 20.
Why don't you just make us all take a third, and we'll ship? We're all responsible for our own shipping.
So you shipping's free.
So you don't have to deal with the burden of it.
Well, yeah, I want to make sure that they get to the people, so I can't do that. But here's the deal. Like, I was going back and forth. I was drinking a little bit when I was sitting there at the computer trying to figure. I just had to get them up. Like, I decided, like, people need their stockings. I should get them up. Plus, people need their stickers.
$500.
And I had them at 20, but then I felt really bad for the people that bought the coffins for 40 and 60. Yeah. And I didn't want to fuck them over and have them be pissed. Like, these people get stockings and stickers for, yeah, you know, like half of what I... So I bumped it up to 30, but now I feel like it's too much and I feel like an ass. But it's free shipping and the stickers cost money. The stockings cost money. The puffy paint cost... It all costs money, yeah, and time. And I did a little test. The puffy paint takes, like, a fucking night to... A full night to dry.
To dry, yeah.
I don't know how we're going to do that, but we're going to do it. Yeah. We're going to do it.
Here's what the most important part about this is.
So go to eBay after disasters. Yeah,
it's a
stockings.
Good idea. But before you go there.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a pet, I even wrote that in a little, if you have a pet that doesn't have a stocking, a lot of people already have stockings.
It's a good idea. But before you go there and buy a stocking, I want you to keep in mind that I'm going to be selling shit on my website for Christmas, so save some money.
You are one of the worst people I've ever known, really. At this very moment, you are one of my least favorite people in the history of humanity.
My stuff's going to have value to it.
My God, I hate you so much.
You can spend 30 on a stocking.
How is it? How,
or you can spend 20 on something.
Wow, you're a terrible person. You
artistic,
really are.
That I'll be talking about on my podcast next week.
I thought you weren't going to plug your podcast there.
I wasn't.
Your hate cast.
I'm plugging next week's.
Mm-hmm.
This week sucked.
Mm-hmm. Full disclosure, Mike likes to edit his podcast to not upset certain people in his life. So he'll do the podcast and then he'll go back and edit.
Yeah.
How do you like that? How do you like them apples? What a dick. You give us shit for trying to get a little revenue stream for this after disaster.
I may not even really do anything.
You want to put money in the coffins. You want to put cash. You want our.
I may not even really sell anything.
Mm-hmm. I think you should.
I am.
I just don't know if you should try and trump this show while doing it.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm not going to trump it. It's just I'm going to offer something of value for less money.
Hey, look. What? Stockings have a lot of value. They hold stocking stuffers, right?
Good idea.
Okay. A few weeks back, all right, there's a new gym. Hold on, let me find it and see if this is Tyler, is that you?
No, it's Hot Unlockets.
Hot Unlockets. I got your email today through my website.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I see that I told it. I forwarded it to the powers that be over at Triton Computing.
Hi, Jennifer Lockets.
Hold on one second. Let me see if I can find Tyler on one of these lines. Hey, Ty, is that you, buddy?
No, this is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Did you buy a stocking today, Brittany?
I did, and now I feel like an idiot.
Why?
Because now Mike is saying he's going to sell something else.
Mike is going to sell pictures, and it's going to be like a Disneyland with children. It's not something you want for your home. You want stockings for your home.
I'm going to sell like limited edition prints.
The last thing I want you to do, Brittany, is to feel like an idiot. You're going to be the
but they
first
are
person,
prints that take a lot of time.
First person on the block to have official tissue stickers, after disaster stickers. So don't feel like an idiot, please. All right.
I'm just supporting.
Thank
I'm just supporting the show.
I appreciate that. Hold on one second, Brittany. I'm trying to find Tyler. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Are you Tyler? Are you Tyler?
Every morning at the mine.
All right. Fuck that. Real quick. Big Hot Lockets. We'll get right back to you. A few weeks ago, this new gym. I'm going to down the street. I only go to it when I'm like away from my household.
You got a whole membership for a new gym? That's
No. It's because it's like a chain. And, you know,
is it 24-hour fitness?
No, it's L.A. And so it's a brand new facility, right?
Okay.
And it's in California, worse, Los Angeles County. And they have crazy, crazy fucking rules with the new buildings.
Like regarding sweat and stuff?
Regarding health.
Okay.
It's always about health. So I made a little Vine of it. You didn't see it because you don't look at anyone else's Vine.
I will.
So,
I'll look at it. No, I haven't looked at Vine.
Weeks ago.
Okay.
So it's buried now. But it's right above the urinal. And it's, I don't know exactly what it says. I'm paraphrasing here. But it says, do not drink water from the urinal because they use recycled water. First of all. Even if it's fresh spring water, why would you ever drink out of a urinal? You know what I mean? So that's a totally superfluous sign. Yeah. There's no need for it, right? I mean, whoever's going to drink out of a urinal can't read anyway.
We live in a horrible state.
I saw a new one at the same gym because it's a brand new building with a brand new building code. And I'm sure they're always adding to that thick, thick fucking manuscript. But I went in the pool today. Please excuse my appearance, Mike. Wet rat because I went in the jacuzzi.
I like it.
Right before I got here. With strangers, which felt a little dirty. But I got out and I was showering, and there was a sign over there, an official sign created, and it's permanent. And it's about a paragraph. I was running late to here, so I couldn't vine it, but I'll vine it. And it goes all along the lines of, anyone who has had diarrhea in the last 14 days is not allowed to get into the pool.
That's a fucking disturbing. Jesus.
I mean, where does it stop? Like, if you've thrown up in the last 24 hours.
If blood's coming out of your pee hole.
If you have a cut on your toe.
Don't jerk off on the guy working out next to you.
Right.
It's just probably a legal thing. Probably been sued for some reason. Somebody said there's some diarrhea in the pool.
We're not that show, so I don't want to explore what may have happened. Okay, but here's an example. I went to Aaron Brothers, and I wanted them to frame some. Actually, one of the prints that you're going to be selling, probably.
Yeah.
Because you gave it to me for free, because we're friends. So I had it, and I needed, you gave me like three prints on one sheet, and I needed them to cut it for me mm-hmm. at Aaron Brothers. Nope. Aaron Brothers does framing, but they don't have nothing that cuts paper. Nothing. I'm like, wait.
They're such liars. That's not true.
They sent me down the street to a Staples where I'm allowed to, they let me use a little cutter
that's
thing.
So not.
Listen, I said, what's the deal? You guys get sued or something? And she actually had an answer. I was shocked. She goes, yes, 12 years ago, a guy came into an Aaron Brothers with an original Warhol, and he signed a waiver and everything, and we cut it to size, and then he sued us like 5 years later. So now we don't have anything that can cut prints.
Yeah, that's our world. Welcome to it.
Can't they just make a rule? Anyone comes in with original artwork, you just send them out the door? Nope, not touching it. That's insane.
Let's see
what's
up.
That's insane.
Let's see what's up with Lockett's. Hey, Hot. How are you? Unlockett's.
What?
Hi. How are you?
Hey, guys.
I know. We went back to Lockett's.
This is listener Lockett's. For all of you who may not know, she's been calling and supporting the program for years. She's our smart listener who is either an architect or an archaeologist. I don't know if we'll ever know, yep. But she's also a teacher. And she recently moved to Florida, and she had a lot of misgivings, mainly because wow. She has a large dog, and she couldn't find housing.
Yeah, but I did find housing. I'm in Little Havana.
I don't know what that means, but I'm just picturing Cubans running amok.
Isn't that like a touristy area?
Not anymore, but yeah.
Wait, they're not running amok anymore? They've been gathered up and
thrown in jail? No, they're primarily Latin Americans. It's a Spanish-speaking neighborhood, though.
How's that working out for you?
That's fine. It's Miami. Everything's a Spanish-speaking neighborhood.
Have you seen Dexter?
No, but the guy who wrote the books mm-hmm. Went to the school I work at.
Is he gay?
I don't know. I haven't met him.
I get gay from Dexter. I feel like Dexter could be... Have you ever seen the show, Mike?
I get gay because the character played... The guy who played the character...
Yeah, was
Dexter
gay and was, 6 feet under. Yeah, but I also feel like the whole thing could just be a symbolism or an analogy for homosexual behavior.
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't met the guy who wrote the books, though, but he did go to our school.
He went by to use the bathroom, or he actually was like lecturing there?
He's a student.
How many times have you been sexually harassed in Little Havana so far?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Not significantly, not really any higher than when I lived in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Well, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, so do I.
I don't know. Men just catcall girls everywhere. It's a universal.
We mean severely racist.
I'd like to know if that ever paid off in the history of men.
Hey, you know what? Hold on 1 second. Jeez. Hey, Tyler, is that you?
It sure is.
Hey, all right, I'll leave you on
finally.
There. Let me lock you in. Now, we're on with Hot Lockett's, and we're going to talk to Brittany in a moment as well. I'm glad you're on the phone here, Tyler. Welcome to the program. Thanksgiving program.
Even Steven, three chicks, three dudes.
What?
Hi, Tyler.
What up?
There's three guys and one girl. Who are the other two girls?
Oh, you're right.
Michael.
What? I thought there was another one. I thought there was Brittany.
Isn't Brittany on?
Oh, okay. So,
wait, isn't there someone else, too?
Are we Skyping?
No.
I don't know what we're doing. I'm so confused.
You're on the phone, Tyler, because you're a fucking pab who can't make it in here because of probably some work shit.
Because I just got out of work.
Why don't you tell them that you have a very famous podcast you got to get to?
I do. They don't seem to care.
Well, give them a DVD of about 30 episodes.
Right before you called in and interrupted the flow of the show, Ty, I was about to ask Unlockett's, who's very smart, maybe one of our smartest listeners, what is the deal with snuff? And where did it go?
Snuff. You mean the nose stuff?
Yeah, the stuff that you keep in.
Oh, I thought you were talking about snuff film.
No, why, I don't think that way.
Why did people associate that with cocaine?
Well, because it goes up your nose.
Yeah, but it didn't give you the same high, did it? Is it nicotine based?
I think it's nicotine based. Anyone have answers?
Yeah, no, snuff is a form of tobacco.
Well, why can't I get any? Why can't I do it? Why aren't hipsters doing this?
I don't know. We could start that. We could sell after disaster snuff.
Little snuff tins?
I could probably do the research for you and find out.
That's how I work, is I think of something in traffic, and rather than risk the lives of my of people around me and myself, I say, hey, I'll
So you just, it's I'll tobacco that you just snort and somehow, and then it just goes right into your bloodstream?
Yeah, I think it's like powdery, and so you'd absorb it really quickly and get kind of high off of it.
Ty, you got nothing?
Is Hot Lockets calling from Mars? What is that connection?
It's a fine connection.
I'm in Miami.
Same thing.
Little Havana.
Yeah. So the weather's really bad tonight, so it's raining.
The new iPhone and Little Havana is a rotary phone.
Yeah, essentially.
I just picture a Little Havana, everybody's just sitting outside on chairs smoking cigars.
And waving their faces with, fans.
Yeah.
There should be a little Castro.
Panama hats.
I think there was a little Castro when he was alive, but then he kind of small.
I don't know. There had to be a little one. No matter who you are, a public figure, there's a midget that comes out of the woodwork to impersonate you.
I don't know. No matter who you are.
A little kiss. I'm little this. I'm little that.
I don't think that's the word. Hey, you guys want to hear the creepiest? Tell me if I'm off here. Okay. And I know Tyler's going to think I'm off, but I was watching SNL over the weekend. I don't know if anyone caught it. It's not that good a show anymore. But I was watching Saturday Night Live, which is just called Saturday Night. Bill Burr taught me. And they're doing the weekend update. So it's news stories, right?
Yeah.
And the headline went like this. Costco got complaints because they had Bibles in the fiction section in their books. And that's as far as they got before the entire audience, I would say the vast majority of them went, ooh, And I got so creeped out because it's like these are normal people living amongst us.
Those are not even normal. They should be. They're more.
No, they are though. Like you would look at the SNL crowd and you would think those are just normal people, and they're in New York.
They're hipsters that have the wherewithal to somehow acquire tickets to SNL. So they're not the normal Midwestern Bible Belt.
But to
people.
Be offended because something got misplaced and. Yeah. Hey, chances are the vast majority of it is fictional, okay?
Yeah.
I think what you're misinterpreting is that they're like a TV audience and their job is to like ooh and ah.
No, but they don't. They either laugh or clap or just sit silent for bad jokes. And
what was the punchline?
Well, even if it was misplaced or miscategorized, where else can you get 10 Bibles for a dollar? It's just not good.
That's weak.
It was really weak.
The show is weak.
Bobby Monahan's the only good thing on that show. Oh, it's sad.
I don't know. Miley was pretty good last week.
Shut up. Oh, God.
I was actually excited to see that we're neighbors.
What?
We're neighbors.
Did you see her this weekend, Mike, with her lovely outfit?
I didn't see her, but I'm looking for her now that I know we live about a mile away from each other. I'm looking for...
You live next to Miley Cyrus?
I live about a mile from her, and she doesn't really live in Studio City. Hold on a second, everybody.
Why are you looking up where Miley Cyrus lives?
No, I saw that her house got robbed a couple days
ago.
Mike
has a new obsession.
And they showed it.
And oh, I know so you recognized it?
No, I know where it is.
Uh-huh.
And they said Studio City, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I was like, oh, it's that neighborhood that Bob's Big Boy is in, but a nicer part of it.
I don't know what that is. Were you jealous of the person who robbed her house because they were inside?
Not at all. Not at all.
If you were inside Miley's house right now and it was she was not there, what's the first thing you would do?
See if her older sister's around. Mm-hmm. Her older sister's.
All right, the house is empty. What do
no,
you
I wouldn't do anything. There's nothing I do. I don't want to go over there.
Well, what if you were in her house?
What would I do right now? I would try not to touch anything because I would assume there was camera surveillance, and I would wait till she got home. So I could tell her what a great job she did on SNL, and then let myself out.
Hey, I'll
show myself to the door.
Unlock. Did you find anything about snuff?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I haven't been looking. Hold on.
Hold on a second. I got it. Well, yeah, let's figure that out. You're our research assistant tonight. Hey, Brittany, why don't you tell Tyler what you did today?
What I did today? Oh, I bought an after disaster stocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, how?
She did it on eBay. She went to eBay, and she found it without us even plugging it.
And I did research on snuff, and you can find it in Europe.
Oh.
That's why you can't find it here.
What is it specifically?
That's not convenient.
Like how fine is it?
It's pulverized tobacco leaves, so it just gives you a hit of nicotine.
You know what we need? We need a listener in Europe to send us some.
We need some snuff. Like
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the mint snuff, because I know they made it minty.
Yeah.
Yes.
It seems like it would give you like a little bit of go, whoo, hey, how are you?
And that's
back in the game.
That's just what I'm looking for, is whoo, hey, how are you? I'm back in the game. I swear to God, I'm looking for that exact whoo, hey, how are you? Back in the game. I need that about 20 times a day.
All right, Brittany, Tyler missed the beginning of the show, so why don't you tell him your emotions now that you have, after you bought the stocking and listened to the first part of the show.
Is there regret?
Well, no, I got on the line just as soon as Mike was saying that he was going to be putting something up for his podcast or his site. So he was basically going against the After Disaster.
Yes,
I'm not going against.
He's undermining Tyler.
I'm offering a quality product for a fair
verbatim,
price.
Verbatim, he said, hold off on buying the stockings because I'm going to be selling stuff on my site that's going to be less money and more valuable.
What the fuck, Mike?
Yeah, he's the worst. He's the worst. And then Brittany comes on, and I say, Brittany, you bought a stocking today. Thank you very much, because I get emails from whoever buys one, and it comes straight to my email. And I saw Brittany's name. I'm like, oh, Brittany bought one. Hope we can fit her name on a stocking. And then she goes, yes, and I feel like an idiot.
Well, there's a difference between what I'm selling and what the After Disaster is selling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I'm selling might be considered an investment.
Okay. Are you doing like limited prints?
Yeah.
You are?
I'm doing stuff that
we'll see what it is.
Like if I sell something that's $50, I am going to do my best to make sure it's worth $50 or more.
All right. So
that's just going to be when Mike gets all these orders and then doesn't fulfill.
Oh, yeah. You guys don't order anything from Mike because you will never ever get
it. Very limited.
He does pictures for people for free. Where he's not getting any money, and people are just like, please give me my wedding pictures. Please, may I have the pictures for my wedding?
Sure.
Nope.
Sure, one day. Maybe one day. But if he feels like he has to actually make them perfect and worth the money, you're never going to see them. But I hope you sell
a bunch. That's why I'm going to print them first. That's what I've been doing this weekend, actually.
Brittany, anything else?
Yes. I just wanted to say, because it's Thanksgiving time, I'm thankful that I found your show so many years ago, because you're really...
That's pretty sweet. That's nice. Thank you so much, Brady. Appreciate
it. That's nice.
Very heartfelt. What did we do last Thanksgiving? Didn't we tell everyone? Weren't we going over like people that have like health problems and stuff? And we were doing the opposite of what most shows usually do.
What did we do?
What?
Tyler. All right, hold on, Britt. Britt, wait. I wonder if she'll accept if we just write Britt on the stocking because Brittany might be calling it, you know, a little close.
What do you mean?
Might be tough to get the full name and puffy paint across the
oh, really?
Stocking.
We should have asked her. Do you put one T or two T's?
I don't know. Hopefully people spell it out. What you do is you let us know through email when you buy you threw a little message on the old eBay there when you purchase your stocking and stickers. And you just tell us what your name, any name. If you want the word fuck on your stocking, we do it.
Yeah.
Anything.
We will do it.
That's right. Hey, Tyler, could you stop shoveling dirt and trash?
What? I'm driving, you fuck.
Very aggressive.
Are you really? Where are you driving to?
My house.
Oh.
From work. That's what I do when I go home.
All right. Settled. I don't know if I like your attitude right now, mister. It's very negative. What did you do today at the office there, Ty-Ty?
I prepped like four days worth of content for a bunch of different shows for Thanksgiving and various shit.
Sounds really boring.
Yep.
Can you name one show and any prep work that went into it?
Yeah, it's stuff for...
Could you talk quieter? Because you're too loud, and I don't want to go in the other room.
Oh, sorry. I did some things for community and... what else did I do?
Could you whisper and not bore us?
Chicago Fire. I don't know, some other stuff.
Chicago Fire?
That show's still on the air?
I've never heard of it.
Also, can we talk about that... I'm under the sneaking suspicion that Mike can't do the show afterwards tonight because he's got to go home and get cranking on his product, his secret Mike only product.
Yeah, sure. We were supposed to do that. Here's what my life is like. I'm like, hey, I sent out a text to both of them saying, hey, here are the options for doing the show, and I give like six or seven options, like before Loveline, after Loveline Sunday, before. And Mike comes back with, I can do it anytime except for Tuesday after Loveline. Tyler responds with nothing because for whatever reason, his phone is fucked. And whenever he sends us a text, it just comes through as like an empty little bubble with no texting.
Yeah. Can you do that for me?
So I'm sending him. So long story short is the only night that Tyler can do it is at the time when Mike can't do it.
The reason I couldn't do it at midnight is because I want to get up early and get on the road.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
I'm either going to drive to.
Stop it. We talked about not talking about that.
I'm either going to drive to Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Spend Thanksgiving with my family, but now there's a better than 50% chance I'm going to go to another place.
Where I'm going to be.
Yeah, where you are going to be. Now that is more realistic. I'm thinking about going there.
The wife has no idea that might happen.
Well, I'm not going to... You don't have to hang out with me.
I want to... Yeah,
it's just not working.
Here, because you probably did the wrong one. Sorry, I'm trying to get Mike on Wi-Fi because he desperately needs to be on his phone.
I don't
know why.
I'm not going to go out there to try to mooch in on your Thanksgiving.
Dude, we're
I'm
not
gonna...
having Thanksgiving. The wife eats French fries and cheese sandwiches. That's it.
I'm just going somewhere to be alone on Thanksgiving. I am. And I figured I'll have a couple hours hang out with you guys, and then I'll do my thing. And then I'll wake up, and I'll drive somewhere else, end up back in L.A., the actual Turkey Day, and then I'll be truly depressed.
Ty, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Can
you whisper, please? Can you please whisper?
Lauren's family's house where we get very drunk and play Pictionary.
That sounds awful. Yeah, I'm going to go turn you down because I cannot take your piercing pitch.
I think our plan sounds better. I think us hanging out wherever we're hanging out, moping, feeling sorry for each other in the middle of nowhere sounds better than playing Pictionary.
It gets pretty riotous.
No, I'm kidding. I just don't. I just can't relate to fun times. Like
I don't blame you, Mike. I understand what you would be like in that situation.
Pictionary would stress me out.
Oh my God! Did I tell you what I'm doing for? Because it's Jillian's birthday in a few days. Hopefully,
it is.
This is not boring for
anyone.
Wait,
a few days like Thanksgiving?
No. It's like next week, next Tuesday. Oh. But a while ago, like almost a year ago, I said, "Hey, I made a deal with Jillian when I married her because she's better than I am, and I had to make her a few promises that are outlandish." Not like as outlandish as space travel, but like, you know, one of the main ones is she says, Andy, will you please make it so that I can hug an otter one day?
Yes. Yeah.
And I threw it out there on this show, and within like 48 hours of the show posting, at least two, maybe three people said, you have to check out this place called Ruse and More, which is an hour north of Las Vegas, and I'm taking Jillian there because they have fucking otters that you can walk around with and hug.
Hey, can you tell me?
I thought this was a surprise we weren't supposed to talk about.
What?
I thought we weren't supposed to talk about.
Well, because I was afraid of Jillian finding out about it, but she's not going to find out about it because I'm going to be with her in between now and the time we get there, and I'm going to make sure she's not listening to the show.
You cannot listen.
Yeah, it's been driving her crazy, too, for like a month because I'm like, I'm taking you to a place. It's something you've always wanted to do, and she knows it's in like northern Nevada, and she's not thinking otters, right? She's thinking like walking in lava.
Toads.
Yeah, well, she's not thinking animals.
Is there lava in Nevada?
Do they have sloths at this thing? They have monkeys. They have kangaroos.
How far from Vegas is
that place? I am so excited to hang with the animals.
How far is that place?
It's an hour north of Las Vegas.
So here's a question I need a truthful answer to.
The irony is we're bringing our dogs, and we don't know what to do with them while we go into this animal place because you're not allowed to bring animals in, obviously. Right. We can't leave them in the car because that's against the law in Nevada. So I don't know what we're going to do. Trunk?
Trunk.
Yeah, trunk is fine.
Chloroform trunk. Hey, is this like a personal, like if I show up at the otter place, is that going to be weird? Like you'd be like, what are you doing fucking up my romantic date?
No, it's not going to be romantic. Here's, you know what? I envisioned this in my head because they have limited space for the otter thing. The otter walk, you have to show up early because tickets run out. It's like it's a separate admission thing for the otter walk.
Oh, yeah. There's people, and hordes of people want to walk with otters.
Me getting there and it's like down to the last ticket and you buy the last ticket and you're just.
And I'm already in there with my shoes off.
And you're like, yep, sorry.
Otters are rolling around licking my ankles. I'm like, this is the greatest, you guys. This is the greatest. I've never been this happy.
I pictured how like
Jillian's nose
horrible.
Is pressed against the glass. I've just got little otters fucking
horrible
jumping
person.
All over me, licking my face.
And then I'm like, you know what? That's not Mike, though. That's not Mike's style. But now that I've learned this new wrinkle on Mike about how he likes to undermine the stockings, maybe it is Mike. Tyler?
I'm waiting for the day when Mike is going to start teasing stories and he's going to be like, oh, a funny thing happened to me. You know what? Actually, just catch it on my podcast.
I already did that to someone else.
He's done that. Mm-hmm. I listen to all your podcasts, by the way.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yeah. Listen to every single one.
The one I upload is Night Sucks.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say? I listen to every one, and then what are you going to say?
No, that's all I'm saying. I'm just leaving it at that.
I listen to your podcast.
Can't wait to buy products.
I listen to your podcast.
Okay.
You want to see where I'm at on the last film vault?
I'm good. Ty.
What?
Did you hear about the study and the actual... this is so gross. The guy, they took, like, just bacteria from all over his body and made cheese
out
of it?
No, they took it just from his underarms.
Just his underarms?
Yeah.
I thought all over his body.
I don't think so. They took took it from his underarms.
Micro orbs.
Grew it into cheese.
What are you telling me about?
Guess what the people who ate the actual cheese said it smelled and tasted like?
They're like, I can't smell anything because my nose was removed when I was homeless.
Not everybody, but at least the people that they were reading that I heard on the radio said that it tasted like a man's body odor.
Oh, God.
I know. How just... I can't. What's wrong with you?
How much are you being paid for that study to eat that cheese?
What's wrong with you? Like, oh, here's what we did. How much you spent on the study? A couple hundred grand. Yeah, we took some, we scraped some fucking bacteria from underneath the man's sweaty armpits and we grew it in a lab into cheese. And then people came in and put it in their mouth and chewed it and swallowed it.
Who paid for that grant?
Was this a Japanese study?
No, it's not, because they would have done girls.
That would be a pee. That would be shitting on your chest study.
No. No.
That'd be a Japanese businessman.
Hey, Anderson.
Yo. Yes.
Go to the After Disaster's Twitter and see the go to the tweet that says boom and then click that link. It's relevant to our interest.
Steve-O's here.
It's important. The fans will want to see it too.
What's up, Steve? You know this guy?
Yeah. What's happening? Nice to see you.
Steve-O just walked in. If you want to sit down and be part of the program, we're doing the After Disaster here, which is a disaster.
How much stuff are you bringing around with you? They need that huge bag.
Tyler, I can't go to the I can't go to Twitter. I don't even know how it works.
Go to twitter.com/afterdisaster, and then like the second tweet says boom. Click the link.
I don't know why I'm... Oh, you really? Yeah. Holy shit.
If you guys are going to talk, it should be on air.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about that. That's interesting.
I don't know if your mic's on.
Kind of.
It's going to be a very different audience. I got to go turn it off. I'll be right back, Titan.
Get near that microphone. Let me see if it's working. Steve-O's joining us, by the way.
Hey.
But Anderson's got to turn his mic on. I've always been curious about those tattoos. If you're going to get, eventually one day you're going to be like, yeah, that's enough of that.
Well, I never thought that it would be enough until today.
Why? What happened?
Well, I mean, it was actually more last night.
Can we talk about them?
Like, sure. And are we on the radio?
Yeah.
And...
No, this is a podcast. But
okay,
we,
cool. So I can say shit fuck.
Yes.
All right. Well,
better if you didn't.
In that order. But what? So the.
Well, going back to when I got these tattoos in 2003, I thought I was going to be an absolute legend if I got... I thought that getting the words shit and fuck tattooed on my knuckles would place me somewhere above Ozzy in the awesome, you know, reckless, abandoned, crazy rock star legend status. And, I mean, looking back on it over 10 years later, I'm beyond proud of having skated through life, just gallivanting around, waltzing through my days
without
ever having a problem with just profanity on my knuckles, permanent, and it never once created any form of obstacle for me.
Did it ever make you uncomfortable?
There was a couple times when I was younger. I mean, more than a couple times, yeah. But I never regretted it. I was thought, wow, you know, the fact that I've carved out a place for
there have to be times when you're interacting with an old lady or something, and you just don't want it. You're like, I don't want it. This is not the place for.
Right. There are those times, but it really wasn't that big of a deal.
All right, I found it, Tyler. It took a while, but I found it. I think we lost Tyler, but I found.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you are, Tyler. My God.
Look at that.
It's did he just blow up that whale?
My God, I don't want to see that.
We had a question on the show about what happens when a killer whale dies at SeaWorld. What do they do with the body? And a listener called up and said they dismantle it with, like, chainsaws and stuff.
Man, I just watched that documentary, Blackfish.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Pretty good movie.
Sure.
I'm obsessed with that movie. I love that movie.
Sure,
okay, so
man.
What are those homemade bandages?
Did you change it to Buck?
No, I didn't. Or Shock? Actually, okay, well, I'm just going to continue with my rambling story, okay? So here, 10 years later, yes, I skated through life. You know, it didn't hold me back. Very few people could say that, and I'm proud of that. But at the same time, anybody I got this tattoo to try to impress clearly never gave a shit. It didn't make me like the legend that I mean. Nobody even fucking knows that I have these tattoos. And like, you know, I just got into therapy, which is like another whole issue. You know, another whole thing. But I was in this group therapy last night, and this guy says, "Man, you know, I hate to be rude, but I just got to ask, what's going on with your knuckles?" You know, and I told this whole story about how I got the tattoos and how the next day I peed all over myself and got on the next plane to Florida. And when I got home to Florida, my mom had a do not resuscitate order on her bed. And it was like, you know, the last couple of weeks of her life. And
it just got real.
Yeah. Yeah, I walked up to her bed and I said, "Hey, mom, check out my new tattoos." And she just laughed. And she looked at him and she laughed. And she, "My son's a shit fuck." She just laughed. You know, it was the last time my mom ever laughed. This is a beautiful thing. And another thing I really love about these tattoos. And, you know, by the time I got done, started telling this guy in the group therapy about these shit fuck tattoos, you know, another guy piped up and he said, "Man, God, just goes to show. Contempt prior to investigation." He said, "I saw those tattoos on your knuckles, and I just thought, wow, what an angry person you must be."
That's what I thought.
To get those tattoos. Yeah. And it just made me sad, this guy said. He said, "You know, it made me sad. Like, you know, like, wow, like, what a shame. You know, like, whatever's going on with that guy, he felt the need to do that." And in my sense, I'm just, man, I just wanted to be wild and crazy. I just wanted to show everybody how wild I am. And I think I've accomplished that, you know. And now, you know, like I said, man.
You should, the next half of your life, you should make sure that everyone knows how mellow you are. You should be like the new most mellow guy out there.
I mean, I don't even know if it serves me to even be. I think that the goal is to really be a little bit less concerned about what everybody else is thinking, you know. And I've never done that. I've always foregone my own experience in life for the you know, how I think other people will perceive it.
And are they lasering those babies off?
Yeah, I did one laser surgery. And then I realized how stupid I am because it's so expensive, this laser therapy. All they
Why
do
didn't
is,
you just do black rings?
Well, because I'd be even like a
more angry?
Maybe angrier. Yeah, maybe angrier.
You could just do the thing like the guy from Rage Against the Machine, just black out your whole body. That's a good look.
You know what? At one point when I was really heavy on drugs, I wanted to have a black hand. I wanted to tattoo my entire hand black.
All that tells people is that there was a pro skateboarder a number of years ago, and I can't remember his name, which is a bummer, but they called him just Black Arm. That means is that you
Very
had
creative.
That means you had like swastikas all over
your body. Yeah. Totally right. Yeah. That's what people would think. Yeah. They jumped to that conclusion.
Right. Yep. So, I mean,
what horrible Jew-hating thing did he have on his palm?
That's right. Yeah,
I mean your whole arm too. That means that you had like a lot of hatred.
I've learned that, like, if you're trying to convey a certain message by dressing a certain way or acting a certain way, a lot of the time that's going to be completely misunderstood by the majority of people.
It's hard
conveying a message through looks. You know
dude,
what I mean?
I when I was working on my book, you know, which came out in almost, shoot, I don't know, whenever it did. But
life flies when you're sober and older, right?
Right. Just when you get older.
By, yeah.
It's just
Mine
when you
seems
get
to be going way too fast.
Yeah.
I don't dig it.
I don't think it's anything to do with sobriety. I think it's just getting old, man. Every year is faster than the one before. But I was going through.
I'm telling you, those hangover days are very fucking long.
Right.
And I'm still experiencing them. And those things slow your goddamn life down quite a bit.
All right. I was going through all this. My sister pulled out all this, these family files, or whatever, and all my report cards were in there. And I found this report card from sixth grade when I was 11 years old, and it said the teacher wrote, "Steven so desperately craves, or he so badly needs the approval and affection." Approval, affection of his peers, but everything he does to try to win them over has the exact opposite effect, you know. And so it speaks to what you're saying.
Exactly.
That however you're hard, you're trying to create a certain impression, mm-hmm. like you know.
And then
I
she wrote "fuck shit" at the bottom.
Fuck shit. And you're like, I'm inspired. Hey Tyler, what the cock? What are you doing?
What?
Roll your window up, man.
Yeah, really. And your sunroof and your back windows.
That's
Close your
right.
trunk. Get off your motorcycle. We're doing a show.
Dude, like, what's been going on with you, Mike, man?
Nothing. Everything's cool. Everything's
groovy.
Yeah, you're
looking good, bro.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Where are you living now?
I'm back in West Hollywood.
Oh, I'm over in Studio City.
All right.
He lives by Miley Cyrus. You guys should both meet at Miley Cyrus.
I'll run into you over there one day. I still go to the improv and stuff.
Cool, man.
Okay. All right. Hey, Ty, I'm going to wrap this thing up. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling in and ruining the show because that's been known as. Hey, love you, buddy.
Mike, good luck with your secret bootleg product.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
What if you sell stockings?
Oh, I will.
Hey, you know what? I do want to say thank you to people for buying stuff. I appreciate it. You don't have to.
Hey,
Steve,
what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to go hang out with a new buddy of mine.
Traditional stuff?
Yeah, just go chill.
Are you going to eat turkey? Wait, do you even eat meat anymore?
No.
You stopped.
I started eating shellfish again.
Okay. That's
just
good.
Because it's good,
and they're stupid, right? So they don't really even know.
Right.
Like clams, you can't feel bad for clams.
Well, clam. I mean, a lot of people would define vegan as nothing with a face.
Right, exactly. It can't even have butter or anything like that.
Right, nothing with a face. So,
but clams have no face.
Right. I mean, and
I'm slowly but surely coming. Like I cut out pigs. Don't eat pigs.
That's good.
I don't eat lamb. I don't eat ducks, even though I just heard some really bad things about ducks. Ducks are stupid as fuck.
The word lamb, when I hear it, you know.
It's like a little baby, cute little pet.
Yeah. Lamb, you know, like.
Soft, cuddly.
It just seems like you'd have to be a bad person to eat a lamb.
But Brie Olson, the porn star.
Uh-huh.
All right, you're going to appreciate
this. She's one of Charlie Sheen's goddesses.
Right. Yeah. Right, and she,
I like the way you pointed that she's right behind me.
Well, because there's a picture of her on the wall.
Oh,
and she's a hardcore vegan, right? And she was indignant when I asked her that she was on Loveline, but she swallows cum all the time. And I'm like, doesn't that kind of make you not a vegan anymore? Because
it's
you're
like millions
swallowing
of little faces.
Millions of little faces, plus the dude who's cum, we're not that show, but the dude who's cum you're eating, he eats meat, and he's made of meat. And you're eating part of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see why she would be indignant about that.
Would she be? But she's Brie Olson.
Well, right, but I mean, that's just, when you say that to her, you're kind of trying to be annoying.
Yeah, maybe, but I thought it was a good point, too.
Yeah, sure.
See, I'm misunderstood, and I wasn't trying to be.
It's not really a good idea to argue with people about their eating habits or their religion.
I think it's because a man can consent.
Like there's no win.
What's that, Tata?
For either side.
Because a man can consent rather than the lamb doesn't really consent to you nibbling on his ribs.
Oh, that's a good point.
Ribs.
Yeah, the lamb's not, please take me. Yeah, that's true. All right. Good night, everybody. God be
yeah, have
you.
A happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you.
Goodbye, friends.
Goodbye. Stockings. Oh, yeah, but shirts are coming. So if you only buy one or the other, choose the shirts. But don't choose Mike's thing because it'll take forever for him. You'll get it like probably 5 years from now. I'm not kidding. It'll take forever for him to ship it out and actually sign off on it.
Or no, buy Mike's stuff and me and Anderson will just split all the stocking money. How about that?
Oh, good point. I like it. Yeah. All right. Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night.
Happy
Thanks, Steve-O, for coming in here.
Yeah, of course, man. Yeah, dude.